On Hartwick College Week, regenerating lost heart tissue would be a boon to our health. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stanley K. Sessions, professor of biology, looks to the salamander to find out how.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death among men and women. Any of us can have a heart attack at any time with devastating consequences. Currently, the main treatments for heart attack are quite limited, usually involving cardiac stents and/or bypass surgery. Heart attack usually results in the death of heart muscle cells, leading to scarring and reduced heart function for the rest of your life. Wouldn't it be great if we could develop a way to regenerate lost or damaged heart tissue? This is a major goal of bioengineering, one of the hottest and fastest growing areas of biotechnology. Unfortunately, humans cannot regenerate their hearts. However, salamanders can. Recently, my students and I have discovered that a local species of salamander, the eastern newt, can undergo extreme heart regeneration. By extreme heart regeneration, I mean that if you surgically remove 50% of the ventricle, the heart will completely regenerate its heart within 6 weeks. This observation leads to two important questions. First, how does the newt survive the operation? And secondly, where do the stem cells come from for regeneration? To answer the first question, we have found that a clot forms that seals the opening in the ventricle, which allows the heart to continue to function and the newt to survive the operation. In regards to the second question, by transferring labeled blood cells from a donor newt, we have found that stem cells for heart regeneration come from blood cells trapped in the clot. By identifying the genes that allow salamanders to regenerate their hearts, we hope to contribute to the development of better treatments for heart disease in humans.
That was Stanley K. Sessions of Hartwick College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.